on the World Wide Web at www.cfrc.ca. I am Rue. And this is Weave.
Yeah. We've had a voice change.
Yeah, exactly. So this is the all 2004 night that we're doing.
Everything that came out in 2004 and a couple of things that I think we're just going to slip in that were from around that period, but maybe got recognized only in 2004.
Close like horseshoes and hand grenades, basically. And we're also going to have a special guest coming in. DJ LK is on the way at some point. We'll be coming in and she's going to play a whole bunch of tunes. You know, we're just bringing a 2004 party up in here right now. It's like a hipster loft party, really, is what in Williamsburg is what it comes down to.
Sort of, but before it got really hipster, it's before the LCD sound system started doing their stuff and before like Calvin Harris house parties were happening. It was still very guitar music focused, as you could probably tell from everything that we've been playing so far.
Yeah. So what do you got lined up right now?
Let's just recap what we heard. We heard a bit of My Chemical Romance, some PJ Harvey, you played some Joanna Newsom. And I'm going to play a band called Delays. Now, I think people have sort of been following the playlist along so far and they know what I've been playing. It's been kind of familiar stuff. Delays go a bit further back. I mean, a lot of people might know Delays most likely from the end of the Delays because they were this band sort of 2004, two brothers, Greg and Aaron Gilbert, and they were in this band and their singer just had the most incredible voice. This guy, oh my God, I'm glad I get to play this stuff again. But he had a crazy voice. They used to play like festival stage and stuff like that. You'd have people crying at their shows and all of that. And then it kind of just petered out a couple of albums later and they, you know, started getting into the phase you get into when your band has been around for 10 years. And then they were like, okay, we need to find new stuff and all of that. But then their singer got, I think he was hit with some form of cancer. And then he was like, oh, this is done. Like, I am screwed. But people started this GoFundMe campaign for him. And I think he was the first guy whose GoFundMe campaign ever crossed $1 million in donations. And in the meanwhile, while he was in hospital and stuff, he used to do these incredible like poetry and painting and art kind of stuff. And his art exhibitions were almost better than his music, Greg Gilbert. But I think right now we're just going to play the stuff from that 2004 album. I think this was the debut album. It's called Faded Seaside Glamour, and their song Nearer Than Heaven's just so good. Although their second album is my favorite one. So if you like what you're hearing and you wanted a little bit more disco, just go check out the second album, which is a favorite of mine, song Valentine. But I'm going to play their song Nearer Than Heaven, and then just continuing on the sort of obscura or like less well-known indie stuff from the UK, there's a band called The Rakes. And you may have heard this either in the background of a film or something like that, but it was one of those songs that's just written and was correct for its time. It's called 22 Grand Job. It's about having a 22 grand job in the city and just getting paranoid and comparing with other folks. You may have heard the song. Anyway, I'm going to play that and then we'll see where it goes from there, right?
All right.
Get a bit of Delays.
Yeah. Thursday night.
In the city, that sounds nice.
Talking shop with my colleagues.
Did we do the same degree?
You said less to me all week.
Got to go, I'm in a league. That's alright, that's alright. If the money's alright,
22 grand job.
Thank you. Islands, you count the centuries. I blink my eyes, hooks and spines.
York there.
Yep. Just figured that set had a little bit of everything in it. A bit of kind of very niche indie rock, which I guess some people might call landfill indie from that sort of zeros period. So a bit of landfill indie. But, you know, I really like those bands, so I'm not going to apologize for them. We had some delays, we had some rakes, and then we had Björk, who was not really an indie artist at this point. But, you know, I just thought, why not?
Yeah, what the heck? That's kind of 2004 in a nutshell, really, yeah. When you get down to it. So
I'm chuckling about the next set already.
So this is a set that I had to think through. Yeah. Because there were certain artists who...
Did not age as well.
Maybe not the music per se might have aged, but let's just say conceptions of the artist publicly might have changed. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I couldn't, like, not leave them out when discussing 2004 music.
Because they were kind of big 2004 artists.
Right. So how do I work around this? Well, I've decided to put a set together that I call the problematic set.
Love it.
So the set is going to be three artists we're going to play here. We're going to play some Morrissey from his album that came out in 2004.
Was it You Are the Quarry?
Yes.
One of the last decent ones he did, too.
Yeah. That was the one where they sort of, like, tried to revive him in the age of indie rock.
Now, I'll be honest, I didn't listen to the album. Mm. I'm just telling you what everyone said about it.
Yeah.
Supposedly one of the last good Morrissey albums, but I haven't heard it.
Yeah. But, I mean, so I'm going to play that. And then I'm going to play Kanye West from his first album, you know, the old Kanye that we kind of miss, Through the Wire, from his debut album. And then we're going to play Arcade Fire.
A little closer home.
From their first album, Funeral, which literally yesterday was the 20th anniversary. And so, like, I knew it was right around the time that they put out, that they came, their one time they came to Kingston next door to CFRC at the Clark Hall Pub.
Clark Hall Pub, which is like 150 at most people.
Yeah, I heard it was a lot more than that when they played. But yeah, so this is the problematic set. So here we go. Arcade Fire, Neighborhood Number One, Tunnels on CFRC.
Thank you. stop me from rapping Kenny. Kenny Hop. I spit it through the wire, man. Too much stuff on my heart right now, man. I gladly risk it all right now. It's a life or death situation, man. Y'all don't really understand how I feel right now, man. It's your boy Kanye Titter. Shottown, what's going on?
I drink a boost for breakfast, an ensure for dessert. Somebody order pancakes, I just sip the scissor. That right there could drive a sane man bizzard. Not to worry, Mr. Ace to the Izzles back to wizard.
How do you console my mom?
Or give her light support, telling her son's on life support. And just imagine how my girl feel on the plane, scared as hell that I got look like Emmett Till. She was with me before the deal, she been trying to be mine. She a Delta, so she been throwing that dynasty sign. No use me trying to be lying, I've been trying to be signed, trying to be a millionaire. How I used 2 lifelines in the same hospital with Biggie Smalls died. The doctor said I had blood clots, but I ain't Jamaican, man. Story on MTV, and I ain't trying to make a band. I swear this right here, history in the making, man.
I really apologize to everyone right now if it's unclear at all, man. They got my mouth wired shut for like, I don't know, the doctor said like 6 weeks. You know, I had reconstructive surgery on my jaw. I looked in the mirror, half of my jaw was in the back of my mouth, man. I couldn't believe it. And I'm still here for y'all right now, man. This is what I got to say right here, though.
Yeah. Turn me up, yeah. What if somebody from the shadow was ill? Got a deal on the hottest rap label around. But he wasn't talking about coke and birds, it was more like spoken word. Except he's really putting it down. And he explained the story about how blacks came from glory and what we need to do in the game. Good dude, bad night, right place, wrong time. In the blink of an eye, his whole life changed. If you could feel how my face felt, you would know how Mace felt. Thank God I ain't too cool for the safe belt. I swear to God, driver two on a sue. I got a lawyer for the case to keep us in my safe. Safe, my dogs couldn't tell if I looked like Tom Cruise on Vanilla Sky. It was televised. It's been an accident like Geico. They thought I was burned up like Pepsi did Michael. I must got an angel, cause look how death missed his ass. Unbreakable, what you thought they call me, Mr. Glass? Look back on my life like the ghost of Christmas past. Toys R Us where I used to spend that Christmas cash. And I still won't grow up, I'm a grown ass kid. Swear I should be locked up for stupid that I did. But I'm a champion, so I turn tragedy to triumph. Make music that's fire, spit my soul through the wire.
You know what I'm saying? When the doctor told me I was gonna have to have a plate in my chin, I said, dog, don't you realize I'll never make it on a plane now? It's bad enough I got all this jewelry on. She can't be serious, man.
Was the first. gun in his hand, and the first to do time, the first of the gang to die. Such a silly boy, Hector was the first of the gang with a gun in his hand, and a bullet in his gullet, and the first lost lad to go under the sod.
Let's fade that down. Coming up to 9:30 almost on CFRC. I'm Rue. Normally I'd be ending the show, but we're doing Weave and I are doing a full takeover of the 3 hours and just doing 2004 music. If I sound a bit muddled, it's because we've been talking behind the mic. I did not enjoy that.
No, that's no. Fine. I mean,
it sounds a bit like if an adult contemporary artist was trying to do indie rock. It sounds almost like it was something picked up by someone who didn't know what they were doing. It sounds out of place. I didn't like it.
Which, I mean, when you're talking with Morris, he really isn't too far off the mark.
It's funny because his band was the band to kind of pioneer indie rock and make it kind of commercial or whatever you want to call it, brought it out. But I think we probably have to credit that more to Johnny Marr.
Yeah, yeah.
Who I'm seeing next month.
Yeah, you're getting all your show in.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was the problematic set of Morrissey, Kanye West, and Arcade Fire all in one go.
And now we're turning it back to some of the CDs out here that I want to be playing us. Interpol Antics album came out 2004. I want to play us some Slow Hands, some Rufus Wainwright, 1-2, again, a really good album. I'm just going to play us some Gay Messiah. I love a lot of his stuff. And then I didn't even realize Courtney Love had done solo stuff, but she apparently did put out an album in 2004. I think this was the first one that she did. The song I'm going to play us is called I'll Do Anything. So we'll have a couple of kind of rockish, lightish rock, indie rock stuff. And then, I don't know, we might have something very different when we're back. So let's go with a little bit of Interpol with Slow Hands.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. '70s porn, wearing tube socks with style and such an innocent smile. Better pray for your sins. Better pray for your sins. 'Cause the game.
Love, I'll Do Anything. We heard a bit of Interpol, some Rufus Wainwright, and this Courtney Love song, which was, I think, from her debut solo album. I think it sounds totally fine. I mean, a lot of people were saying by the Zeros that her voice was starting to kind of sound pretty bad. This sounds okay. I don't know if it's the same live, but, you know, this was off her American Sweetheart album. The song was called I'll Do Anything. Sticking with the sort of like Riot Girl adjacent, Riot Girl or post-Riot Girl stuff that happened, the Donnas, who I'm very jealous because a lot of people at this station have seen before, talked to. I know Cindy, who does Indie Wake Up on Thursday mornings with me. She's interviewed them before, but back in the Zeros, you saw them.
Yeah, I saw them like in the late 90s. Yeah, like 98 or something like that. At Elma Combo with the Mooney Suzuki.
Toronto.
Yeah, in Toronto. It was a fun show.
Okay, yeah. I mean, they would have been, this would have, if this was in the late 90s, was this when they were still the Electrocutes?
No, they were the Donnas at that point. They were still the Donnas. But yeah, they were on Lookout Records at that point. So they weren't as big, but they kind of had a following.
Okay. So they had a song that was on the Mean Girls soundtrack, I think. I could be getting this wrong. But the album was called Gold Medal, and I think there was a song on it that was on the Mean Girls kind of soundtrack. I can't remember which one for sure, but it doesn't matter because it's not the one that I'm going to be playing. I'm going to be playing a song called Fall Behind Me, and this one goes back to 2015 for me. Now, unfortunately, when you guys were being cool and discovering them when they were just coming out, I wasn't listening to them. I found the song in maybe 2015, and I remember that I was sort of in a band around that. Well, you can call it a band. It was me, a keyboardist, and a couple of singers, so it was very hodgepodge. But we had to write a song for something, and I basically ripped off the riff of this song.
Yeah, why not? It's the best way to learn how to write.
That's true. And I mean, it's not like we were doing anything fancy with it. Also, we were 15, so I think everything can be forgiven. So I'm going to play that. The song's called Fall Behind Me. I love it. And then I'm going to throw to some Prodigy, who also had their Always Outnumbered, Never Outgunned album in 2004. And we're going to hear a bit of Spitfire. And then we'll see. Maybe some Block Party, maybe not. Let's see. We'll play a bit of Donna's This Is Fall Behind Me.
You're gonna fall behind me. You're gonna cry and Hello.
Hello.
Am I on the air?
I can hear you.
Wow, it's been so long.
It has been.
Thanks for having me.
DJ LK is here.
Yeah.
Back on the airwaves.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
How long has it? I mean, I know you did the DJ workshop a few months ago, but not counting that. When were you last like doing a proper show?
I did a show actually not too long ago for the 100th anniversary, but that was still a guest spot. Like the last time I had my own show, it's probably been like almost a decade.
I think your show actually did start in 2004.
Oh, I did my volunteer training in 2003 and my show started in 2004. That's true. So, I mean, this is very much my era of music because when I started at CFRC, it was this era of the early 2000s. And I've always felt like maybe I just had some kind of nostalgia. You know, I was looking at that era with like rose-colored glasses, but reflecting on it, a lot of amazing music did come out during those years. It was kind of special. Like, it's not just nostalgia. It was a genuinely special time, right?
I think more so we didn't realize it at the time because we were so busy kind of coming out of the shadow of the 90s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a lot of the music that I'm bringing today, heavily influenced by the 90s, but
I mean,
bringing
I say that, I was four.
You were four in 2004? That's so amazing.
Remember when we were young like that, Laura?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the listeners know, but like Adam and I were the youngest volunteers ever at the station. I think you were the youngest, right? At 17 until I took your title.
Yeah, then you took the title.
At 16.
And now I forget who it was has now usurped both of us at 15.
Oh man.
Somebody, but yeah, so we've been the LCD sound system song goes, yeah. The youth has come up behind us.
They have, but it's nice.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, but anyway, we heard Controller, and I feel like I started off some of the selections that I brought with that because they used to play such epic concerts in Kingston, and I'm specifically thinking about these shows at the Grad Club where people would be lined up around the block, and it would sell out. And it would be the sweatiest dance party inside and people would be humping the windows. It was before the Grad Club got those red velvet curtains and it would just be like sweaty windows and people really desperate to get in or enjoy the show in some way. And it's been 20 years since this album came out. I actually just was in Toronto and I saw that it has like a whole wall display at Sonic Boom. And it's definitely worth listening to. The album's history. And we're listening to Uncut. I think they were on the same, I think they were label mates. They also used to play a lot of shows in Kingston, kind of playing in the background right now. How's the show been so far?
It's been pretty good, I think. I think we've been trying to cover as much ground as we can. Mm-hmm.
Taking it with a lot of indie rock stuff, a lot of the garage rock revival stuff. Mm-hmm. But I'm excited because I've seen your selection and I know that we're going to be switching it up a little bit. So that's going to be good.
Just a bit. Like, I love the indie rock stuff too. I love that you guys have focused on that. I have some power pop from the early 2000s, which I feel like is a real carryover from the 90s. Mm-hmm. I've got some very dancey things that I think were like a nod to where things were going to go in the mid 2000s and some hip hop. There were some great hip hop albums in 2004 for sure. Up next, I guess I could play another song that for me is heavily tied to a concert in Kingston. Adam, did you go to the Oregon concert at the Scherzo?
I did.
Yeah, you did. Okay, tell me about your experience of that show because I feel like this was a concert where...
Yeah, you need to explain it for me and the younger listeners.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it happened at this small bar called the Scherzo. It's now the Iron Duke downtown. Used to be just a grimy, grimy, epic concert venue. And I was underage. I was 16 when I went to this show with a bunch of people that I was also in high school with. It was one of the first really amazing concerts I ever saw. And I feel like this band is like an all-female version of... Oh, I don't even want to say the Smiths because I feel like that's not good enough.
They're better.
But definitely have that kind of like 80s dark pop sound. And it was just a magical night. But I feel like everybody who was at that show kind of had like a different experience. So I'm curious, Adam, what was yours?
To be honest, I don't really remember it too much.
No way.
I think Chubby opened the show. I want to say.
Could be.
Yeah, but I think that might have been why I went. I mean, I knew the organ.
Yeah.
I like the organ.
Yeah.
I play the organ on my show and stuff, and yeah. I was like, oh, it's the organ.
Yeah.
But I seem to remember there was like a specific like opener I went for.
Cool. Well, they just got like a feature in Exclaim as well, because again, it's the 20th anniversary of all these incredible albums.
So mm-hmm.
People are taking note. Do we want to listen to it?
I yes. think we let's shout.
Okay.
What's the song called?
The song's called Brother. It's from the album Grab That Gun.
Okay, we'll listen to that and then we'll tell people what's coming up after that.
Sounds good.